Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Children play in the park. They don't know.
Welcome back to 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friends Felice Friedson, Michael Friedson. They're the leaders of themedialine.org, an outstanding American news agency, and they're joining us now from Jerusalem. Felice, thanks again for being here. What else would you like to? You gave us a great report in the previous segment about the Beirut explosion. As you say, it's the news of the day. There's going to be so much regional news that will come out of that. I know we can count on you guys to provide the truth on what's happening. But in the meantime, what else is going on over there? How's the economy in Israel, in the region, and why do we need to know about this in America?
Well, I think it's important to understand how the pandemic, the corona pandemic, has impacted economy. And there's a domino effect. So, for instance, today you have 76,763 cases, according to the health ministry in Israel. And we'll just look at Israel for a moment, because how does that impact the economy? Well, if you look at the real estate sector, and we actually went out, Maya Margit, one of our journalists, did a very good story on probed what was happening there, and the commercial real estate in Tel Aviv has dropped. You have many, many buildings that are now empty. People are not building them. You have stores that have shut. So when that happens, the real estate industry is going to be impacted. Mm-hmm. However, the residential commercial space, has not changed. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of an irony in that, and I think a very important point and very reflective of what's happening at the moment.
So here's a quick question. Michael, let me ask you for this one. Have people been able to stay home and work from home? Tell us about the broadband capability and generally in Israel and the ability for people to work from home.
Well, Israel and high tech go hand in hand. Now, Israelis love to brag that if you are anywhere in the world and you activate your cell phone or your laptop computer or your desktop computer, you can't do it if you take out the Israeli technology.
Right.
So much of it is from those little
and
tiny countries.
Especially the cybersecurity.
So right up.
You've got some awesome cybersecurity companies over there. I've interviewed some of them.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They've written the book on it. And by the way, there was just an announcement in the last 48 hours that an American company and an Israeli company are partnering to build the Iron Dome anti-missile system on American soil for the first time.
Wow.
That's going to be happening within
That's breaking news. So good. So, well, thank you for that information.
Well, the Iron Dome has come right up to the top of the spectrum. It has 2,500 intercepts and a success rate in excess of 90%.
Wow.
So
pretty impressive.
It's good. It was developed with American money in Israel, mm-hmm. and it's a great example of the American-Israeli partnership.
No question about it, which is very strong. One of America's most important partners, Israel, is. Felice, in terms of the economy.
By the way, the high-tech sector. Go ahead, Jim.
I was just going to ask you about is Israel providing any kind of assistance over there for the businesses that are closed up now?
Very limited. You know, and the Prime Minister has just come out with some relief program again, you know, as you're heading into problems in government, which there still remains,
right,
and economic problems and demonstrations that we're seeing several times a week in mass. This is one of the big issues. So it's not enough when you have mm-hmm. a quarter of the population out of work. Mm-hmm. So high-tech sector, they also have people where they're not rehiring. You know, they have less people maybe out of work. They're not rehiring new people. And that's part of what we're seeing. You know, the Bank of Israel just had a report on that recently. So it's important to watch what's happening there in terms of also investment.
Is there
unemployment?
Are there unemployment benefits in Israel like we have in America?
Yes, they do, but they're not as generous.
Yeah.
One of the biggest problems economically for Israel is the gap between the haves and the have-nots is huge over here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not being touched. It's being made worse, actually.
Over time, that's gonna become a seething little time bomb, isn't it, if the economy continues to languish over there? What do you think?
Well, I was thinking, you know, that with the commercial situation, the commercial real estate situation that Felice just described, you know, once people leave the office and they start working from home or any other place,
mm-hmm.
they lose the tide of the country.
Right.
And it becomes a much shorter step to leave the country entirely to pick up your outfit. You're working from home anyhow, so you can work from a home in another country. It doesn't make reinforce that bond between the person and the country.
We're more like bees than lone wolves, aren't we, as humans, Felice? We're more like bees. Go ahead.
I mean, we're doing stories on these issues of online shopping and what's happening. It's not just Israel. It's the Palestinian Authority. It's around
mm-hmm.
the region. These things are going on everywhere.
Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. Well, we human beings want high touch. We develop high tech. We use it. It's good for us. But we still want high touch. And that's one thing I'm worried that we're going to lose. And I'm worried about it for the children, too. Felice, last thoughts. I got 20 seconds.
Well, as we're talking, there are amazing companies coming about Israel that we covered, a company that can actually have facial recognition of your face, even with a mask, and know who you are, only seeing 40% of your face.
Right.
Another company, Trigo, we just covered, which is a startup, and it's going to give you grocery shopping without having cash on you. So I'm saying there are so many things happening even as we speak, and that's in high tech. Coming out of Israel, but it's not just Israel. It's the region. We cover it. We'd like you to go to themedialine.org and check it out for yourselves.
Thank you. Thank you, Felice and Michael. Good job today. Well, good report. And come back soon, sooner than later. Michael and Felice Friesen, ladies and gentlemen, themedialine.org. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.